Let's talk a little about going public and whether that was something that everybody accepted that you needed to do, whether it was a controversial issue, and what difference it made.
Well, Microsoft had started giving out stock options to people as early as 1981, so we were sharing in the success we thought we'd have. As we did that, they had about a 5-year vesting period. And so, as some people were starting to vest on quite a bit of their stock, there was the question of how would they get their liquidity? Now, you could just let it be traded privately, but then the price would fluctuate a lot because the supply would be so short. And I was quite reluctant to go public because of the overhead. We had been able to track our stock price internally up in a very linear way. And with the market sort of maybe over-anticipating the future or getting paranoid, you know, the stock would be very volatile. But I was convinced that it made sense. And as long as we were going to do it, it was an opportunity to really expose the company broadly. Talk about our vision where we had done well, where we were taking the industry. And it did become something that was covered very, very broadly by a lot of people. And it was extremely successful. The stock took off after this offering at $21, and it just zoomed up from there for many, many years.
There was no regret about going public.
Going public is not without its complexities in terms of dealing with analysts and all the reports. It is a little convoluted about when can you keep things secret versus having to go out and talk about these things. So it is not totally simple. But the benefit of having the stock be very liquid for everyone was very positive. We didn't use any of the money that we raised. We just put that money in the bank and it sat there with all of the money that we had earned, because we were very profitable and had plenty of cash by this time. So our reason for going public was very different than any other company that was going public.
You have a couple of charts there, Bill, that kind of track your growth that you might want to pick up. I'm curious to know whether it was more satisfying for you to add your first 100, 1,000, or 10,000 employees. And how did you feel about the incredible growth in your company in this time period?
Well, the growth in sales was pretty rapid. We were doubling every 2 years. It just looks like an exponential curve. It is unusual because in here there is a lot of products that are coming and going, and products that are doing incredibly well, and yet it looks very well ordered. The profits went up the same way. Actually, the profitability percentage rose a little bit as we moved up here, so it was very tightly managed.